Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
The main prana operates through your lungs and through your heart, called Mukhya Prana. Apana is that which has its base at the bottom of the spine, and its function is excretory movement. Vyana is little above the base, and its function is circulatory movement. Samana is at the navel center, and its function is balancing the whole and neutralizing the whole body. Udana has its center in the throat, called Vishuddhi Chakra, and it has a mystical function. It allows you to enter into dream. It gives you passage to dream, to the dream world. Also, it gives you passage to after-death experiences. The dream world experience, when in dream you are crying, people hear only your guttural sound, just to prove that it is Udana here. All these are part of study for those who practice pranayama and those who practice Kundalini Yoga. And they are interesting part for any spiritual aspirant. Also, we talk about sub-pranas. Sub-pranas are vital forces that perform some transient activities in your body. Dhananjaya is the sub-prana that creates a sense of satisfaction in your food. Its function is nourishing. Daga performs the function of sneezing. When you sneeze, the special prana that caused it is called Naga. Naga also means snake, snarly sniffed. That sub-prana that performs the function of hunger called kurma, that which causes thirst is called krikala, that which leads you to sleep is called devadatta. Now the Upanishad leads you to develop a divine insight into the role of speech, mind and prana. Kasya yuvachaha prithvi shariram jyoti rupa rupam ayam agni tad yavat yeva vak tavati prithvi tavanayama agni. Of this speech, earth is the body. All this is meant for upasana, and I will explain them. I'm just now giving the literal meaning. Of this speech, earth is the body. Its luminosity is the fire. As far as the speech extends, so far extends the earth. Speech, mind and prana, these are three expressions of God Himself. At speech level, the role of speech, the power of speech, touches every part of this practical world. Practical world is described as the earth. Earth is the body. But speech is presided by fire. The term fire is used in a mystic way. Certain things you don't understand, you are in dark. Someone tells you and it brings you like a flashlight. It brought a little fire in. Sometimes you act in a weak way and someone speaks type of word that shakes you up. The word has power. And anybody who gives a very impressive speech in politics or whatever, it's called fiery speech. The simple point that you are being led to understand that that speech, which is God's gift coming from God, if you were to utilize it, how much power you can gain in your speech, you can't imagine. Proof is the words spoken by sages and saints. Thousands of years ago, the words spoken by Buddha, by Jesus, those words still ring in the ears of the thoughtful minds. And likewise, even today, those people who speak through a personality that is highly integrated, through a pure heart, those words become exceedingly powerful, inspiring. On the other hand, all the verbosities, lots of words, they are simply a big obstacle to spiritual attainment. In the Mahabharata, it is dramatized by Bakasur, Vartalabras, knowing that speech is a divine gift. Work upon it with the sense of reverence towards your speech. Goddess Saraswati presides over your speech. Misuse your speech, you are insulting her. And if your speech has been under your good control and has become an instrument of your good feeling and understanding, then as far as the earth extends, your popularity will spread. In other words, wherever you go, you will be recognized, you will be reverenced, listened to. Of this mind, now coming to another, meditating on mind. First, the gift of speech has been talked about. Think of the highest gift you have received, the gift of your mind. Heaven is the body of your mind. Its light is the sun. Sun is a symbol of pure awareness, absolute wisdom. As far as the mind so far extends, the Dyuloka and the sun, Swarga and Moksha. Instead of going to the details of these words, what is being related to you, that mind can give you two types of progress. One is called bhoga. Bhoga means lots of enjoyments. You are poor, you can become rich. You are handicapped, you can enrich yourself and be very successful in the world, and so forth. Success in the world, called bhoga. But the real success is liberation, called moksha. Live your life in such a way that there is no more coming back into embodiment. That you have attained from your heart level absolute contentment. You have found yourself. You have the sun. You don't need illuminations. If you don't have the sun, illuminations are the one constantly drawing your mind in different ways. But if you have the sun, all illuminations become little. If you have that consciousness level of realization at the heart level, then all experiences that will happen through the mind, through the senses, through the ego, all those experiences put together cannot equal that. And that is your goal. That's what people don't understand. They're constantly flowing into the world for prosperity, for fame, for power. But all these are sustained by your senses, by your mind, by your intellect. deep down you are not confined to these. You can have all these and your heart can be completely empty. And you can be inwardly burdened with grief and misery. But if you have allowed the mind to be spiritually nourished, and if you were to think of your mind in a very objective way, just like I said, you see your breath in an objective way, how universal energy is flowing in. Think of universal intelligence operating through your nerves. And a mind is a piece of that universal mind, the wave of universal mind operating through your mind. How many things are done by your mind? Countless things, all in a mysterious way. That mind is God's expression. Allow that mind to feel the joy of being attuned to God. That will become the most powerful inspiration for your mind in the practical sense. And that will prepare you for bhoga. If you want enjoyments of the world, you will have it. Moksha, liberation, which is the goal. Likewise, you can meditate upon prana. Prana as an aspect of cosmic prana. Water is the body. Water here is, apart from the water, physical water and its role, it's psychological water. Water means mamata, feeling of mindness, feeling of affection. It flows like water. It nourishes like water. And its light is the moon. Just like the moon allows the water, allows the ocean to have tides. In the same way, ananda, bliss. Bliss is symbolized as the moon. Just like moon causes rise and fall in the ocean. Bliss, joy, causes surging experiences in your heart. Feelings surge. And in this phenomenon, try to see the hand of God. In a very simple way, allow your feeling to be drawn to God's love. Then your prana gets absolute fulfillment. That's what you live for. And I will hold off at this stage. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
I want to know about the prana. You say the prana reincarnates with you. Is it a different one?
Yes.
When you reincarnate, is it the same prana from the lifetime before?
When one bulb breaks down, another bulb is put. Is it the same electricity or not?
The electricity, yes.
But so that's it. Same answer. Pranic energy, universal pranic energy is like electrical field.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Okay.
Is there a way to cleanse from karmic here in the physical plane and continue, I guess, a karmic-free life up until the prana leaves the body?
Tell me again.
Is it possible to reach karmic cleansing or purification of karma in the physical?
That's the purpose of all this satsanga, sadhana, to become free of karmic bondage. When you are free of karmic bondage, then your prana communes with cosmic prana even while you are alive. And there is no need for individualization. That's called liberation. But until then, prana goes on operating in the body, but when the body cannot exist anymore, it moves from one body to another, leading the soul according to its karmas to different conditions. But once the soul has attained enlightenment, the role of prana has, that role has finished.
So could you explain something similar like that in the light bulb example you gave her?
Mm-hmm. That
so the
if
light...
you are practicing integral yoga in daily life, that means do your duties with the spirit of karma yoga, do your japa, etc., develop some good quality of love, bhakti yoga, go on building up concentration, it's called raja yoga, dhyana yoga, and go on understanding deep down, who am I? And that understanding becomes spontaneous. You begin to understand more and more. So if all these four move in your life in a rhythmic way, then two things happen. Your daily life becomes joyous, meaningful, and you are being spiritually enriched. And the goal comes to you automatically. You dance your way to realization. Okay, you're done.